We're joined today by Dr. Daniel Amen. You probably have maybe read one of his books, his New York Times bestseller, maybe seen him on the PBS shows that he does, all about the brain. And today we're talking about his new book, Memory Rescue. He uses the latest science to show steps on how you can improve brain health, enhance your memory, and reduce your chances to develop Alzheimer's or other age-related mental illnesses. Dr. Amen, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for helping me spread the word about Memory Rescue.
So what more things are you learning about the brain that are featured in this particular book?
Well, you know, everybody seems concerned about their memory. Teenagers are having trouble focusing and remembering things. Young adults, as they try to get ahead in the workplace, and routinely hear 40-year-olds saying, "My memory's no good, that's normal." And I'm like, no, that's not normal. That's the sign that it may be in trouble. And one of the biggest things we've learned is that things like Alzheimer's disease actually start in the brain decades before you have any symptoms. So there's no time like the present to get serious about brain health. And what I get excited about is you can reverse these negative processes in the brain if you put the brain in a healing environment.
In your book, you have a mnemonic device, Bright Minds, which in itself is a way to help you to remember something. What does that stand for? What's that really mean?
Well, the book's based on this really simple idea that if you want to keep your memory healthy or rescue it if it's headed for trouble, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And I came up with a mnemonic, a memory device, to help people remember these 11 things, Bright Minds. So B is for blood flow, R, retirement and aging, I is for inflammation, G is for genetics, and so on.
Some of those things we can control, I suppose. Some of those are the cards we are dealt with. What process or things do we do that we can start doing now to help rescue our memory?
Well, you know, it's an interesting idea. It's like, well, I have Alzheimer's in my family. I can't do anything about it. And that is actually complete nonsense. That genes are not a death sentence. They should be a wake-up call for you to do all other things, all the other 10 things. And that we've actually, and I have over 1,000 research citations in the book. I mean, it's simple, it's easy to read, but I want people to know there's serious science behind this. So, for example, blueberries, green tea, the spice curcumin from turmeric that we make curry from, have all been shown to decrease the plaques thought to be responsible for the genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. Exercise is more important for you than for everybody else. And so knowing the risk factors, and there's a questionnaire in the book to help people know, okay, well, which of the 11 apply to me? And usually if your memory is deteriorating, you don't have one, you have several. So which are applied to me? And then at the end of each of those 11 chapters, I'm like, well, here are 10 simple things to do. So if you have low blood flow, for example, well, ginkgo and vinpocetine are supplements that have been shown to increase blood flow. Beets, cayenne pepper, rosemary, omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to increase blood flow. And so these are things to avoid. These are things to do. Pick one, because odds are if you pick one, you'll pick two.
Do all of these things have to do with your physical well-being, or is it has to do with your attitude or perception? You know, because you have the brain and the mind. We have a kind of the thought behind that. How about your attitude and things that you can do other than just physical? Or is it all basically like you would treat your heart or other parts, the organs in your body?
Everything in life involves biology, so your physical brain and body. But everything in life also involves your psychology, how you think, the mindset you have. Like, you know, a lot of people have a deprivation mindset. Oh, I can't have this. I can't have that. I don't want to do that. And I'm like, it's not about deprivation. It's about abundance of what you really want, your memory, energy, health, longevity. So you got to get your mind right. There's also a social circle. It's like who you hang out with. you know, one of the best ways to get well is to find the healthiest person you can stand and then spend as much time around him or her as possible. And there's a spiritual side to this. It's like, well, why are you on the planet? What's your sense of meaning and purpose? Because purposeful people actually live longer and it's easier for them to do the right things for their health.
A lot of the discussion about the brain has come about because of the NFL with concussion. We're learning more about that. They seem to be sort of the guinea pigs in this area. What are your thoughts on brain injuries, things like that, and how this can also help people maybe with those situations?
Well, the H in Bright Minds is head trauma. And Amen Clinics, actually, 10 years ago, we did the first and largest study on active and retired NFL players. So we've scanned and treated over 200 players. And at a time when the NFL was having trouble with the truth, a 9-year-old would figure out, take big people, slam them against each other. Brain is soft, skull is hard, skull has sharp bony ridges. Bad idea. But the exciting thing for us, and we published this in a scientific journal, is 80% of our players show improvement when we put them on the Memory Rescue Bright Minds program. And there are case examples in the book. So if you've been bad to your brain, you can make it better. You just have to put it in a healing environment.
When your brain, when sometimes we think about you with Alzheimer's, a lot of times it's about the memory, forgetting things. But there's an attitude adjustment. There's a behavioral adjustment that's caused by this, too. Can you explain a little bit of that to us?
Well, initially, Alzheimer's disease affects the back part of your brain. And so that's not really associated with behavioral issues, but you get lost and you can't remember things. Over time, it begins to affect the front part of your brain. And then all of a sudden, you're making bad decisions. You're engaging in behavior that's just sort of not you. I mean, we've heard recently about First President Bush grabbing people inappropriately. You know, as that happens, not uncommon later in life for a lot of people, particularly men, it's because that part of their brain that stops them from doing things they'd thought about. And, you know, Jerry Seinfeld said the brain is a sneaky organ. We all have weird, crazy, stupid, sexual, violent thoughts that no one should ever hear. But as your frontal lobes start to deteriorate, those thoughts get out, and all of a sudden you're acting in a way that is not consistent with your moral code.
Our guest today, Dr. Daniel Amen. The book is called Memory Rescue. If somebody does take part in all of this, how quickly do people see results in some kind of a protocol?
Well, in our NFL study, we showed in as little as 2 months, players started to show significant improvements in memory, mood, sleep, and motivation. So it doesn't have to take long. You just have to be serious. And the more serious you are with each of these risk factors, the more likely you are to see results quickly.
You're going to make me look at the spice rack a little more different now that I know that there's certain things in there that can help in my brain. So I'll appreciate you for that. Dr. Daniel Amen, our guest this morning, thank you for joining us. Again, the book is called Memory Rescue. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much.